Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to each and every one of you. Thank you for joining us on the line this morning. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 63, verses 1 through 4. The scripture reads, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsts for thee, my flesh longeth for thee, in a dry and thirsty land, where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. And the word of the Lord is blessed. Most Heavenly Father, we come before you as humble as we know how. Oh God, as humble as we know how, we thank you this morning for allowing us to meet you on the line this morning. For we realize that it could have been another way. But you, Lord, have granted us your extension of mercy and grace. And for that, we bless your name. We lift your name on high, Lord God. We thank you for allowing us to see this day, a day that was not promised to us. But this is the day that you saw fit to give us. We thank you for another chance, Lord. We thank you for this very moment. We thank you for keeping us from danger seen and unseen. We thank you for loving us, Lord, beyond measure. Even when we didn't feel like we were worthy, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for keeping us. Oh God, we come before you. Humble, Lord God, in all that we are, we lift you high this morning, for you are worthy. You are worthy. We thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies toward us. For these very reasons alone, we praise you. We lift up our hands and we say hallelujah to you. We give you the highest praise. We thank you for allowing our souls to be satisfied. We thank you for allowing our lives to be full of pleasures, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you. We honor you. We bless you. We bless you for the things that you have allowed us to see. We bless you for the ways that you have carried us, God. You have carried us through the good and the bad. We bless you for turning around situations that we never thought would change. We bless you, we honor you, and we thank you for it, Lord God. God, we say to you this morning that we thank you for making each and every one of us unique and special. We thank you, Lord God, because we realize that there is no one else that is exactly like us as individuals, Lord God. You've created each and every one of us in your likeness. You've created each and every one of us to be different. You've given each and every one of us a different possession. So therefore, there is no one else that is exactly like us. We thank you, Lord God, for choosing us, Lord God, allowing us to have purpose within our lives and meaning, Lord God. You've truly created us in your image and in your likeness. Oh God, we ask that you would touch every person's self-esteem, Lord God, that is on the line this morning and as your children all together, Lord God. Allow us to be satisfied and happy with the way that you have created us. Allow us to appreciate the unique qualities that you have possessed in each and every one of us. Oh God, allow us to trust you at all times, not just in the good times, Lord God, but in the bad times, Lord. Allow us to trust you, Father, in the most confusing times. Allow us to trust you, Father, when we don't know what else to trust. Allow us to have confidence. Allow us to remember the things that you have done, the ways that you have made, the blessings that you have given us. Allow us to feel good about ourselves, Lord God. We ask that you would boost self-esteem, Lord God. Allow us to be grateful. Allow us to be grateful in these things, Lord. Allow us to be grateful in knowing that there is good that resides within each and every one of us. Allow us just to be grateful for who you have created us to be. Oh God, you are bigger. You are bigger than any obstacle that could ever be faced. You are bigger than any choice that could ever be made. You have created us and designed us to win. You have created us and designed us to be overcomers in every situation. In every situation. You have the master plan, Lord God. You have the blueprint, God. You have it in health. You have it regarding our life choices, Lord God. For we are your workmanship. We were destined for greatness. We were designed for greatness, Lord God. We thank you, God, for the many positive qualities that we all possess, Father. Allow us to see the good in each other, Lord. Allow the good to outweigh the bad. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you and we bless you. We thank you for considering us. We thank you that you consider us to be treasures. We thank you for allowing us to be valuable on this day, Lord. With you, all things are possible. With you, failure is not an option. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for giving us a choice, Lord God. And in this choice, Lord, we choose you. Our lives can be whatever we make it out to be. But, God, we don't want to live this life without you. We thank you for fearfully and wonderfully making us, Lord. We thank you for allowing us to be miracles. We thank you for allowing us to be born to succeed. We thank you for allowing us to be a part of a chosen generation. We thank you for calling us out of darkness and into your marvelous light. We thank you for calling, for allowing us to be the light to the world, Lord. We thank you for just creating us. Oh God, we love you. We bless you. We honor you. For you alone are God. And there is nothing that is too impossible. We thank you for being our shield. We thank you for being the lifter of our heads on this day. Is your faithfulness unto each and every person that is represented on this line this morning. Great is your faithfulness, even when we were not faithful. Great is your faithfulness, even when we're not committed. Great is your faithfulness, Lord, unto us. Oh God, and because of your faithfulness unto you, we ask for the strength to therefore be faithful to you, God, in all that we do, in all that we say, and in all that we think. Your loving kindness is better than life itself. Our lips praise you. Our hearts praise you. Our very souls praise you on this day. Oh God, we thank you for keeping us from falling. We just thank you for being a keeper. We thank you for being a keeper. We thank you for being a keeper. Even when we don't deserve it, Lord, you continue to bless. You continue to bless and you continue to keep us. You know the thoughts that you have toward us on this day, Lord. Your word says that they are thoughts of peace and not evil. And we thank you for this expected end that you have created. We thank you for going before us. Going before us and making things right. Making things easier. You are great. You are good. You are kind. And we bless you for it, Lord. Help us to keep our eyes on you and not the things around us. Help us to go before your throne with prayer and supplication in everything that we face. Allow us, God, to fall on our knees and look towards the heavens. In the name of Jesus, let us not be weary in well-doing, Lord God. Oh God, let us not be weary in well-doing. Let us continue to do the things that we know are right, despite what others say, despite what others do, despite what others suggest, Lord. Let us do, God, what you have called us to do with perfection. Oh God, we put to silence every ignorant and foolish thing to you. We look to you, Father. We look to you no matter what is going on, no matter what we hear, no matter what is being said. God, we look to you. Let us not be persuaded. Oh God, we ask that you would give us a spirit of discernment so that we would not be persuaded, Lord God, so that we would not be fooled. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you for being our rock. We thank you for being our rock. We thank you for allowing us to have something to look forward to in the name of Jesus. We thank you for being our rock, our fortress, and our deliverer. You are our strength, and we can completely trust in you. We thank you. You are our buckler. You are the horn of our salvation. You are a high tower. You are everything that we need. Let us not forget that you, God, are everything that we need. You are everything that we need. You are everything that we need. You are everything that we should live for. Oh, God, we love you. And we thank you for hearing our voice. We thank you for hearing our prayer. We thank you for inclining your ears unto us whenever we call upon your name. And you said that you would do so as long as we live. We appreciate you. We thank you. We thank you for the liberty that you give us. You are great and greatly to be praised. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We would like to thank each and every one of you for joining us on the line this morning. Be sure to join us on the line tomorrow morning and every morning for our daily prayer. Be sure to visit our website at www.healingh2o.org for our current news and events. Everyone have a blessed day.